Welcome, friends. This is the first episode I've made that I would describe as an emergency episode of Tor's Cabinet, an episode about something happening in the world right now that was thrown together from start to finish over just a couple of days, covering a developing story to get a scoop on something currently happening that's Tor's Cabinet worthy before anyone else gets to it. New information keeps coming out at a rapid rate. I'm definitely not the only internet sleuth going down this rabbit hole, and it's quite likely that by the time this episode gets to the editing stage, I'll have to add in voiceovers with new updates. And it's even more likely that someone else will come out with a better episode summarizing all this stuff in more detail, with higher production values, before I can rush this one out. In which case, fair play, the only casualty will be my ego. I'm your host, Tor Parsons, this is my co-host, Jollibee the Durian, and welcome to a breaking news episode of Tor's Cabinet of Curiosities. Since this video might be attracting a new audience to Tor's Cabinet, I will say this again for the Chichacos. No, my intro is not too long, and if you keep complaining about it, I'll make it even longer. I'm gonna link a tutorial explaining how to skip forward in a YouTube video. If you didn't know that you could do that until now, you had the right to complain about my long intro. If you did know that, but still felt like complaining, then turn this episode off right now and watch a channel with a shorter intro. I love you all dearly. It is the year of our Lord 2025, and the internet is still a wonderful place if you know where to look. All right. That's not a bad segue into the main topic of this video. If you've been online enough during the past few weeks, you've probably encountered the name... Adrian Dittman is the name of a power user on X, and given what he's into, I'm sure he will only ever refer to the platform as X. Dittman tends to post lame science memes, self-helpy faux-deep thoughts, and SpaceX rocket videos. His main personality trait is that he is a big, big fan of Elon Musk, like leaving comments praising the guy's parenting fan. He is down bad for Elon. When Elon drifted further into the online far right, Dittman followed him. But when Elon incurred the wrath of the online far right for taking a surprisingly principled pro-immigration stance, Dittman was right there to back him up. Adrian Dittman will do anything if it allows him to align himself with Elon Musk. And it just so happens that as Dittman's account began to pick up followers, he began to host a lot of X Spaces, which are live audio chats on Twitter, and people began to notice that his voice sounds a lot like Elon Musk.
The only thing that person was able to take out of that space was moments where there are issues in semantics.
What do you think SpaceX is? Define it for me.
Like, my heart rate is up at maximum level, even though that's not reflect, like, it yeah.
I think it's a little bit too abstract for me personally.
Yeah.
One of those clips is Elon. The rest are Dittman. Can you tell the difference? I actually can, but we'll get there later. The upshot is, half the internet is sure Adrian Dittman is an alt of Elon Musk, and most of the other half hasn't heard of Adrian Dittman yet. Everyone from Republicans against Trump to Elon's own estranged daughter have asserted that Dittman is Elon, and that it has been proven and Elon has been unmasked as Adrian Dittman. And look, the evidence is definitely strong, but he has not been unmasked and nothing has been proven. I'm still 50-50 on it, or maybe 60-40 on the side of Dittman not being Elon. Let's get into the evidence for him being Elon first. There's a good amount of it. If Dittman isn't Elon, his ability to perfectly replicate Elon's feed is downright superhuman. There's the high school physics teacher memes, occasional political rantings, and all these musings that sound like a dumb person's interpretation of what a smart person would talk about. The fake deep motivational speaker stuff could be AI. Speaking of Elon Musk adjacent people, Grimes has an AI-generated Grimes Twitter account that is hilarious and insanely accurate. In fact, it gets her vibes so spot on that I once speculated it wasn't actually AI and was just Grimes. I don't think I really believe that, but Elon is definitely not a difficult person to impersonate using AI. His thoughts sound algorithmically generated as is. So some of Dittman's tweets could be AI, but the bad memes are a core part of Elon's online presence too, and those can't just be cranked out with AI. Dittman replicates those perfectly. If he's not Elon, he has put a lot of effort and study into coming off exactly like Elon. And who would put effort and study into that? And Elon has a known propensity for burner accounts. In a deposition in a fall 2023 defamation lawsuit, Elon was forced to reveal that the Twitter account Ermin Musk, which didn't post a lot but sometimes roleplayed as Elon's son XAEA12 and sometimes asked people uncomfortably horny questions, was in fact Elon himself all along. Apparently it was, quote, to test out Twitter features. Ever since the internet has come to believe that Dittman is Elon, both Elon and Dittman have been tweeting about how they aren't each other, though without anything that would obviously settle things, like an Adrian Dittman face reveal. On Elon's account, he seems genuinely pissed off that people believe this, whereas Dittman seems to be playing more of an am I or ain't I sort of game. A few days ago, he tweeted that his name, quote, holds deep lore, and pretty soon people discovered what that lore is. Adrian Dittman means rich, famous person, apparently. Most sources I can find on the meaning of the name Adrian say it means ocean or water, but a handful of them also say it means rich in Greek. The German surname Dittman, meanwhile, is well corroborated to mean famous or influential people. So the default interpretation of the name Adrian Dittman is that it means wet famous person, but it could also mean rich famous person, and isn't that a curious coincidence? When I first encountered this, I thought it was evidence against Dittman being Elon. Real life isn't a Dan Brown novel or a Taylor Swift album launch. When a person does something they want to keep secret, they do not hide clues in the evidence suggesting it's them, especially if it's Elon. He's not clever like that. But then I realized that Elon does have a penchant for meaningful names. I mean, that seems to be why his kids' names are so weird. He and Grimes have elaborate justifications for the names of the first two. They haven't explained the third one, and some people online think it's a Warhammer 40K reference. I think it's too bad they broke up, because I was really looking forward to their fourth kid named Enaby Darkness Dementia Raven Musk. As dumb as the meanings may be, Elon does seem to like names that have meaning to them. So maybe when he was creating his alt, he googled first name that means rich and last name that means famous. And lastly, the most common thing cited as a smoking gun is that Dittman seems to have referred to Elon in the first person a few times. Check out this clip of Dittman with the streamer Destiny talking about his rockets.
It's actually an inferior version of that same rocket fuel that I'm using right now, which is actually also liquid.
Or this clip, where he's talking about being dragged for his support of H-1B visas while playing Fortnite.
With the kind of political stuff that has happened on the platform, especially, you know, stuff that I have to deal with personally.
Elaborate.
For instance, you had this discussion around H-1B visas, right? And there was a lot of, so fundamentally, I think-
That was Elon that was talking about all that, right?
And it was various other people.
The mask seems to be slipping a touch. He's also claimed to be in his 20s, but his taste in memes really, really doesn't scream young person. Nor could he answer some basic facts about his background when he got invited to play Fortnite with the streamer Connor Eats Pants, who, by the way, after spending 2 hours talking to the guy, is certain Dittman is Musk. On the other hand, there's a lot of fake evidence. Separating truth from fiction here is very hard considering that every single angle on this comes from Twitter hearsay, but the internet is pretty confident that one piece of the puzzle, a 4chan post made by someone named Adrian Dittman with a screenshot that seems to show he has admin privileges on Twitter is fake. Former Twitter employees, people who wouldn't necessarily have anything to lose by unmasking Dittman, have said that this isn't what the screen for people with admin privileges looks like. And then there's the fact that Dittman's voice sounds uncannily like Elon's. The internet misinformation expert Hani Farid ran the data on the similarity of their voices and found that only 0.5% of people have a voice doppelganger somewhere on Earth as similar as Dittman is to Elon. And considering that Elon's Americo-Canadianized Anglo-South African accent is extremely distinctive, I would expect that he, of all people, wouldn't be part of this 0.5%. But I'm filing Dittman's voice into the category of evidence against, not evidence for, and here's why. The real Elon is super inarticulate. He has a massive stutter that Dittman definitely does not have. Dittman's voice is like if Elon had a better speech therapist as a kid. Dittman has talked to Elon on the record before, which obviously isn't evidence on its own. If Dittman really was his sock puppet, Elon could easily have rehearsed and pre-recorded this clip, or one side of the conversation in it, but listen to two things in this clip. The way Dittman's tone of voice sounds smoother and more self-assured than Elon's, and how surprised Elon sounds to meet someone who sounds just like him.
It's so,
oh my god.
Look, there's 8 billion people on Earth. So yes. Odds are, yes, there's someone who sounds like you somewhere. Yes. And you are that person.
Yes. It gets worse. It gets worse. It gets so much worse.
I mean, I can't, honestly, I don't believe you're not me.
Yeah, that's a theory. You are that's me. A theory. People think I'm legitimately your clone. There's been theories that I'm one of your Neuralink experiments. Can you like clarify that I'm not one of your Neuralink experiments, or maybe I am and I wouldn't realize it? Because that shit's vast. How are your monkeys?
Well,
how are your monkeys? I don't know. How's a test subject?
Well, the weird thing is you even ask questions in the way that I would ask questions.
Autism.
And your sense of humor is quite similar sense of humor. It's eerie.
Do you think Elon is a really good actor? Somehow I doubt it. And if you encountered someone online who seemed to have your exact same voice but sounded more polished and more articulate than you, you know exactly what you'd suspect, right? I mean, just 3 years ago, what you'd suspect would be that you've just come face to face with a demon or the Fae or Double Trouble from She-Ra, but remember that this is the cyberpunk future, and we now have technology that simulates people's voices with astounding accuracy. Dittman doesn't sound like Elon Musk. He sounds like a guy using AI to sound like Elon Musk. And has anyone ever seen Adrian Dittman and Elon Musk in two different places at once? Well, sort of. Every time SpaceX does a large-scale rocket launch, Dittman hosts a live Twitter space where he talks about the launch. A few people have gone through these live streams and compared them with other news footage and social media posts about the launch, which often shows that Elon is in the mission control room talking to engineers or outside entertaining celebrity guests while his alter ego Dittman is talking to people on Twitter, and he can't be in both those places at once. It's not a silver bullet. It wouldn't be hard for him to dart back and forth to do both those things, or to pay someone else to pose as Dittman with his AI voice. So I'll put this in as weak evidence against Dittman being Elon, along with the whole argument that, quote, Elon is too busy to spend hours talking to people on the internet and joining Fortnite live streams all day. End quote. I'm not quoting anyone in particular there. This is just a common argument I see against Elon being Dittman. Is he that busy, though? What is Elon doing all day if he's not doing that stuff? Running his multiple Fortune 500 companies? Maybe. We do know, according to his current probably girlfriend, who we'll talk about later, that Elon regularly stays up until 5 a.m. playing Elden Ring. Somehow, I don't think he has a huge dearth of free time. But the biggest possible piece of evidence that could possibly be unearthed on either side would be the treasured Adrian Dittman face reveal. If he's not Elon, find who he really is. And someone did that. Someone found a person actually named Adrian Dittman who has strong circumstantial evidence linking him to being our guy. And that discovery was made by none other than anarchist hacker Maya Arson-Crimeau, who is such an anarchist hacker that she literally changed her middle name to Arson and put crime in her last name. She is the real deal, as in wanted by the FBI for leaking the whole no-fly list online. Real deal. I'm not an anarchist myself or anything remotely close, but I do really respect Maya Arson-Crimeau. She's a true hacker, maybe the last honest-to-God hacktivist. She is so 2000s, she's like a character in a Cory Doctorow or Neal Stephenson novel, back when Cory Doctorow was good. She is cyberpunk as fuck. All of those are meant as major compliments. Anyway, what Crimeau revealed on her adorable pink blog, where a pixelated kitten chases your cursor around the screen, is that she found an IP address belonging to an Adrian Dittman in a database of leaked hacked information. This address brought her to a Google Maps user in the Pacific Island country of Fiji, matching our Dittman's claim in his livestream with Elon that he lived in a country in Oceania. And a handful of screenshots of news articles and other tweets posted by the Adrian Dittman had a timestamp matching Fiji's time zone. Through a few social media accounts, Crimeau found someone who appeared to be a brother of Adrian Dittman, who runs a bottled water distribution company, also based in Fiji. Wait, is Fiji Water owned by Adrian Dittman? My world is shook. So then they plugged in the name of the bottled water company and found a YouTube video posted by the official channel of the government of Fiji, showing the president of Fiji giving a speech at the opening of a warehouse for that water company. Oh, the events you have to attend when you're the president of a country with roughly the same population as Indianapolis. And in the video, in the audience at that speech, is a man who matches the photos our Fijian Adrian Dittman posted on his public Facebook. And he has a ring on his finger matching where Twitter's Adrian Dittman has his, according to a live stream the Elon-loving Dittman did, where he cooked some steak. The video also shows power outlets that match the kind used in Fiji. The bottled water company was discovered to have ties to Gibraltar, where Dittman told Elon he once lived, and family members of Adrian Dittman were unearthed in Germany, where Twitter's Dittman had tweeted he's originally from. These family members were huge fans of Elon Musk, and they all posted about how thrilled they were when they first rode in a Tesla in 2021 in Fiji. Maya Arson-Crimeau had been collaborating in this investigation with the more legitimate journalist, Jackie Sweet. Sweet went on to publish the results of the investigation in the British right-wing magazine The Spectator, which had this as their January 2025 cover. Crimeau was not credited and wasn't too happy, but when the article went live, it seemed like Adrian Dittman really had been unmasked. We had the smoking gun. He wasn't Elon after all. And then, in response to the Spectator article, Elon posted this. And Dittman posted this. And anyone who linked to the Spectator article or any research on the Fijian Adrian Dittman on Twitter had their post deleted, and Jackie Sweet was served a 30-day ban for a never-explained violation of the X rules. So, is that the end of things? Maybe. But, watch this space. We know Elon likes to mess with the media, and if the investigation into Dittman of Fiji was wrong, why would Elon want to censor it? I hate being right back to where we started, but I'm 50-50 again. It sure seems like A, someone named Adrian Dittman, who is a big fan of Elon Musk, does exist, and B, Elon wants to suppress that fact. So maybe he's just sticking up for his biggest fans so that they can keep the myth going. People would definitely lose a lot of interest in Dittman if it were definitively proven that he wasn't Elon Musk. And I'm sure Elon just thinks the whole situation is a colossal joke, whether or not he's Dittman. But if that was all that was going on, I wouldn't make an episode about it. The Adrian Dittman situation doesn't really meet my standards for Tor's Cabinet-worthy content. It's a fun bit of internet drama, but that's all it is. The rabbit hole starts to get deeper when we bring in someone called... So, it all started when I saw this TikTok.
You know, I've been in a bed all day because it's raining, it's gray, it's cold, and I've been chilling. And everybody's been talking about this Adrian Dittman, this weird Elon Musk account. And I was like, you know, I can't stand him. Let me look him up. I'm gonna look up ChatGPT. I ain't got nothing to do. I'm chilling. Been watching Paul Robeson movies, right? So I go to ChatGPT. So who is Adrian Dittman? Huh? Oh, Adrian Dittman, turns out it's Elon Musk, maybe, allegedly, blah, 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 right? Then I said, has Adrian Dittman ever been referenced in any novels? Yes, he has. Adrian Dittman was referenced in The Dittman Enigma by Victoria Yerberg. It's a novel that delves into the life of Adrian Dittman, whose fragile peace is disrupted by the birth of his daughter, Josephine. Who, pray tell, is Victoria Yerberg, or Yerberg, or whoever? Never heard of this person. Book came out May 2024. So then I go to ChatGPT. When was it that Elon Musk started using Adrian Dittman? It's suspected that he started using it in February 2024. I was like, okay. Started searching for Victoria Yerberg. Huh. Can't seem to figure out who Victoria Yerberg is. Oh, they say she's like a Navy somebody, lives in DC. Okay, cool. Looking for other books. Fine. Find this one. Cosmic Collisions. What does it say about Cosmic Collisions? This story follows the billionaire Elon Musk and his partner Rachel Jameson as they navigate the complexities of their blended family. Elon and Rachel are expecting a child together, but their peaceful domestic life is disrupted when Elon's ex-partner Grimes unexpectedly reappears, seeking a greater role in their son X's life. That's not it. Next book, Rachel's Resilience, a cosmic love story. When billionaire Elon Musk and Rachel Jameson's blended their families, they thought they had found a perfect happily ever after, but their hard-won domestic bliss is shattered when Elon's enigmatic ex-partner Grimes resurfaces with a vengeance. What the fuck is happening? What is happening, y'all? Who is this? Who is Victoria Yerberg? Victoria, I need you to come. Come out, front and center. Who are you? If I find out that Victoria Yerberg is Grimes, or if Victoria Yerberg is Elon Musk, I am going to scream. I am going to scream.
So, what the shit, right? It would be one thing if some extremely obscure self-published author had coincidentally written a book about a character named Adrian Dittman, but this person was also writing Elon Musk RPF? New rabbit hole unlocked! A handful of social media accounts from Victoria Yerberg shimmered into view. She's on Twitter, where, sure enough, she repeatedly replied not just to Elon Musk, but to Adrian Dittman. So no, the use of Dittman's name as a character definitely wasn't a coincidence. On her Amazon page, she had cranked out a truly obscene number of books in a short amount of time. 37 books, all of them released between April and July 2024, most of them in May, often just a couple days apart. Most of them are full-length novels, mostly romances, but in a dizzyingly varied number of settings. Miami mob romance, Russian classical musicians romance, occult demon hunting paranormal romance, Victorian London historical romance, Irish War of Independence historical romance, Berlin Wall historical romance, cyberpunk heist romance, Mexican cartel romance, chess grandmaster romance called The King's Gambit. Yerberg even gets political. There's one about a relationship in present-day France between a Syrian refugee with terrorist ties and a supporter of the far-right Front National, in which each of them are de-radicalized by each other's love. There are other ditmen in Yerberg's work. In addition to Adrian, her book Endless Love, about a ghost trying to avenge his murder and reconnect with his still-living girlfriend, features a villain named Carl Ditman. And The Foreigner, a sci-fi story about a man raised on Mars adapting to a new life on Earth, has a woman in it named Lilith Ditman. The Foreigner is an odd bird in Yerberg's oeuvre, because from the summary, it A, doesn't seem to be primarily a romance, and B, does seem to be a retelling of Robert Heinlein's classic novel Stranger in a Strange Land, with new names for all the characters and not a lot else changed. Stranger in a Strange Land is notably where the word grok comes from, which is, of course, what Elon named the AI chatbot he added to Twitter. Yerberg's summary for The Foreigner even specifically mentions the Martian skill of grokking, so if she's trying to disguise the fact that she ripped off Heinlein, she's not trying super hard. Nor is Elon the only real-life Silicon Valley figure Yerberg writes fanfic about. In her book Quantum Entanglement, the AI researcher and Rogan-esque podcaster Lex Fridman goes down to Peru to take ayahuasca and meets the woman of his dreams. She also wrote books about Princess Diana and Queen Victoria. Not everything Yerberg has written is a romance. The Provocateur, about Perry Abbasi, a Chicago rapper turned lawyer turned online troll whose past actions come back to haunt him as he runs for office, seems to be a political slash legal thriller, although the summary incongruously ends with, Perry is engaged to a woman but bisexual. Conversations with God is more or less what it says on the tin. A young woman climbs a mountain in search of enlightenment and has soul-searching conversations with God. And Yerberg's work isn't even all fiction. She's got poetry and three thought-provoking essays that examine the interplay between love, duty, and the pursuit of enlightenment. And having taken in what you've already taken in about Yerberg, would you be surprised to learn that there's a Yerberg book called Pussy Master Trap House? A Clueless Man's Guide to Girlfriend Acquisition? 'Cause I sure was! Victoria Yerberg has a brief bio on her Amazon page, reading, Victoria Yerberg is a passionate author, Navy veteran, and mother residing in Washington State. Her love for art history, philosophy, and literature, which she studied at university, shines through in her writing. Victoria's deployment to the Middle East during Operation Inherent Resolve has given her a unique perspective that she brings to her work. As a mother of one, she understands the complexities of family life and relationships, which she explores in her stories. Victoria's authentic voice and thought-provoking narratives have earned her recognition as a rising literary talent, captivating readers with her insightful and emotionally resonant prose. Okay? A few other pages around the internet seem to corroborate this. A LinkedIn page specified a Victoria Yerberg who lives in Cedro Woolley, Washington, a small town up near the Canadian border that has, as far as I can tell, no connection to Elon Musk or the tech world at all, and Yerberg is attending Arizona State University, where she surprisingly seems to plan to spend 6 years. This could be a different Victoria Yerberg. It doesn't mention her being a veteran, and Yerberg's author bio says she studied, past tense, literature at university, while this LinkedIn page suggests she only started university this year, after the author Yerberg would already have published most of her books. Still, it's a clue to follow. As soon as all of this new information busted onto the internet, people were sure of two things. Victoria Yerberg is using AI to write her novels, and Victoria Yerberg is either Elon or someone in Elon's social circles. Let's examine the first allegation first. So, I've got to admit, if you've written 37 very formulaic novels in just a few months and have a known interest in AI, I would assume you're writing these with AI. Or rather, I would assume that if I didn't have a not too different story with no AI in sight, because I only started this channel in mid-October and only started seriously working on it in mid-November after my previous job finished, and I've put out a total of 20 long, detailed, well-researched video essays since then, sometimes three or four per week. And it's because, number one, I had about 30 scripts already researched and written and ready to record that I'd accumulated over the last 3 years from back when Tor's Cabinet was a podcast, and that takes away the most time and effort consuming part of making an episode. That's why it's been an uncharacteristically long time since my last video, a whole week and a half, because I had to make this one from scratch. And I get autistically focused on shit. I've never used any kind of generative AI for my videos, except for two or three times I've used Midjourney for a visual up in Jollibee's talk bubble as a last resort when I couldn't find the perfect stock photo. I don't think being unusually productive should ever be used as evidence that someone is using AI. And that's not because I'm anti-AI, because I'm not. I think the backlash to AI art is just the same thing that's happened every time a new medium of art bursts onto the scene. Every time there's some circle of people sneering that it isn't true art, and think, has history ever been on those people's side? Some of the most interesting and original art being made right now is being made with AI. And I also understand why people are against it, and I recognize my position isn't very common. A few weeks ago, YouTube asked me to fill out a form where I had to check a box if I wanted my episodes to be used as AI training data. I hope that's something they send to every content creator, and deciding on that isn't just a privilege you get if your channel gets big enough, and I'm glad that YouTube sets it up as something you can opt into instead of opting out of, and it assumes that your answer will be no, because I think that is the answer most people will give. If you don't want AI to scrape your content, you should have the right to leave that box unchecked. But I checked that box. I definitely want Tor's Cabinet of Curiosities to be used as AI training data. Again, I'm not trying to say that you should want your creative work to be used as training data. That's just how I feel. I love the idea of creative people across the world using AI models that somewhere deep within them contain a tiny kernel of my hard work. It's a shot at artistic immortality. I picture an old iron worker walking around Midtown Manhattan in the 80s with his grandson, pointing up at the top of the Empire State Building and saying, "I worked on that. Way up at the top of that building, there's a beam that I bolted. And sure, you can't see it now. Sure, it's all covered up by plaster and it's just one tiny piece of this beautiful building, but I put that there, and nobody else did. My fingerprints are on one of the greatest things humanity's ever built." I know that this is a rare and unusual thing for a creator to think about AI. You're not crazy if you disagree with me, you're normal. But I personally would really be bummed if I didn't have the opportunity for these videos to be used in AI training. But for the same reason, I want to look at my own work and be like, I made that all by myself, the hard way. And the best way I can imagine having that work recognized is for it to become part of the collective font of inspiration for the human colossus. Alright, tangent over, let's get back to Yerberg. To settle the question of, is Yerberg using AI to write her novels, I decided with a heavy heart that I had to buy one of her novels. I settled on Rocket Man, a cosmic love story, since that's the one everyone is talking about. It's a romance in which the presumably self-insert main character is falling in love with Elon Musk, and Grimes is the villain, portrayed as a drama-hungry homewrecker who wants to ruin Elon's relationship with your name, Rachel, as she's known. Now, my first impression is that I don't think this is written with AI. I think the blurbs and author bio on Yerberg's page definitely are, but the writing itself, it's not good enough to be AI. I can't say why I think this, but it's not giving me the anodyne predict next token vibe that AI text gives off. It's too flowery, it's not glib, it's incoherent. Little did I know what the future held for me. I felt like I was sleepwalking through life, completely lost. But nothing and no one is ever truly lost. Just misplaced, but never lost. I am met with a sense of longing that transcends the boundaries of my own fragile being. The distant hum of life's ceaseless symphony reaches me in waves. Each note a poignant reminder of all I have endured and all I have yet to overcome. Maybe AI wrote a general outline for this book that Victoria built on, but this definitely sounds like a pretentious beginner author to me. It reminds me of Irony Iddesleigh, if any of you know what that is. So I ran the first few pages of the book through 5 different AI detectors. These are not reliable. There is no completely accurate Voigtkampf test for AI written text, nor is there anything that comes close. But I figured that if 5 different AI detectors all give the same result, that's a sign that points in the right direction. And they did not all give the same result. Quillbot said it was 82% AI generated. ZeroGPT said it was 100% human written. Grammarly said it was 20% AI generated. CopyLeaks, which promisingly advertises itself as the most accurate AI detector, trusted by top organizations worldwide and backed by independent studies, said the whole thing was AI. And GPT-0, which I've heard is one of the most trusted AI detectors, just buffered forever and crashed. The moral of this story? AI text detectors suck big green donkey dick. I also just have to consider that it's not AI because it's just so weird. Reading through this book, I was like, how would AI come up with this shit? How would anyone or anything come up with this shit? Large parts of it are literally written in 19th century English. The following are actual passages from Rocket Man, A Cosmic Love Story by Victoria Yerberg.
Are you certain, sir?
The query. A mere whisper from the intercom is laden with the weight of unspoken implications. Indubitably, comes my riposte, each syllable a nail in the coffin of compromise. Is it truly wise, mother? The inquiry, born from the innocence of her progeny, is a lance that pierces the armor of her resolve. Prudence oft wears the guise of cowardice, she answers, her tone a confluence of maternal solace and the dolor of wisdom hard won. Yet we must kindle the beacon of hope against the gathering dusk. Must we not? Your machinations hold no sway over her essence any longer. Elon pronounced, the timbre of his voice an unwavering chord that resonated with the power of galaxies far beyond our ken. Rachel's sovereignty is reclaimed, her will indomitable beneath the mantle of enlightenment we now share. Yeah, it could be AI, but what is the prompt? Write a romance novel in the style of Pride and Prejudice in which Elon Musk is Mr. Darcy? Maybe. That's probably more likely than I'm giving it credit. Still, the purple prose is off the charts. Literally, the only things I can compare it to are Irony Iddesleigh and The Eye of Argon. Look those up and enjoy. That wasn't the most important thing I discovered by leafing through Rocket Man, though. The most important thing was this. So, everyone's question, who the hell is Victoria Yerberg? Is she Elon? If Adrian isn't Elon, is Victoria Yerberg an alt of the real Adrian? A lot of people thought either of these things, but that wasn't the main line of speculation. A few people thought she was Grimes, because she was writing books simping for Elon Musk, but others pointed out that Grimes appears in Yerberg's Elon books and she's portrayed dismissively. The main theory was that Victoria Yerberg, and therefore possibly also Adrian Dittman, was an alt of Siobhan Zillis, a name I hadn't heard until I started going down this rabbit hole. So, who is Siobhan Zillis? This is Siobhan Zillis. She's a Canadian, half-Indian, half-Jewish AI engineer who is probably Elon's new girlfriend. In 2021, when Zillis was working for Elon's brain microchip project, Neuralink, she gave birth to twins, and Elon was the father, though they claimed at the time that they weren't romantically involved and he was just the sperm donor. More recently, though, they've appeared at public events together, seemingly as a couple, and apparently have had a third child. No record on the name. And Elon wanting to bring Siobhan's kids into his family purportedly sparked a custody dispute with Grimes, who wanted to be allowed to visit Siobhan's children too, a development that eerily matches the plot of Yerberg's Rocket Man book. And then, people began to notice cracks in that narrative. Victoria Yerberg began to notice that people had discovered the Twitter account, and after retweeting a lot of wink and nod, am I or ain't I posts that alluded to the possibility Yerberg was Elon or Siobhan, Yerberg tweeted this. It's literally so easy to figure out who I am. There's all the breadcrumbs in the world. And people began to believe that Victoria Yerberg was a specific, semi-real person. Yerberg had tweeted support for Palestine and trans rights within the past year or so, which didn't really fit with any part of the narrative, but definitely not the narrative of her being Elon or Siobhan. When people began discussing L'Affaire Yerberg on Reddit, an account, now deleted, began commenting things like, the author is actually trans, and apparent details about Yerberg's real life. People followed this account and found a paper trail stretching back years that matched some of the information online about Yerberg's life. The person behind this account was a Navy veteran who lived in Cedro Woolley, Washington, had gone by the name Victoria for a year in the past, and had one kid who was in the crossfires of a custody battle after quote-unquote Victoria divorced their ex-husband, a family drama that perfectly matches the plotline of Rocket Man, other than the part about falling in love with Elon Musk. And this potential Yerberg was a trans man. He had only recently begun to transition and said he was probably autistic and had been dealing with a whole host of mental health issues for years, including paranoid delusions about being doxxed by the media, which fell into line with some of Victoria Yerberg's old tweets and of course is hugely ironic considering what happened to him over the past week. The TikToker who discovered Yerberg's potential Elon connections later claimed to have been contacted by Yerberg and privated her original TikTok, casting suspicion on Yerberg, saying that she had been convinced Yerberg really was a real person who had no connection to Elon or Adrian Dittman. But come on, this can't be it, right? Why was Victoria Yerberg writing about Adrian Dittman being Elon's alt account before Dittman was really online? What did he know that we didn't?
Nothing. I mean, that's the beauty of it.
Nothing. Turns out, the first known interaction between Dittman and Elon was over the summer of 2023, months before Yerberg published his books about Elon or about characters named Dittman. Dittman joined Twitter in 2021 and started posting regularly after Elon took over the platform in November 2022. And people were already speculating that Dittman was Elon by summer 2023 at the latest. There was nothing impossible or mysterious about Yerberg referencing Adrian Dittman in May 2024. So is this it? Is this whole section of the video just a blind alley, a wild goose chase that ended up turning up someone completely unrelated to Elon or anyone associated with him? Yes, I think so. There are a lot of questions associated with Yerberg, but I think they're better explained by Yerberg being a real person than by him being a sock puppet of Elon or Chavon or what have you. After Yerberg suffered the mortifying ordeal of becoming a minor internet celebrity, he changed his Twitter bio to specify that Victoria Yerberg had always been a pen name, and that he is a, quote, leftist who is EAC adjacent. EAC more or less means you want a benevolent AI to rule over humanity. It's more complicated than that, and I'd love to do a video where I explain all these niche Silicon Valley philosophies, but that'll have to be for another time. He said he hadn't used AI to write any of his books, and he'd written them all during a burst of autistic motivation over the summer of 2023 and dumped them all on the internet in spring 2024. Yerberg also linked a different Twitter account, which had a lot more followers and had been his all along, and the posts on there corroborated what people had already dug up about Yerberg's offline life. Yerberg even posted a photo of his face to that account, and he definitely looks like both a trans man and like the photo used as Victoria Yerberg's avatar. He also disclosed a name that might be what he's actually going by in his personal life these days, for the purposes of keeping Yerberg out of the public eye, which seems to be what he wants for now. I'm not gonna publicize the face or the name. Okay, but how is he trans and apparently a leftist and yet also seemingly a simp for Elon Musk? Well, he tweeted this. I am a leftist, but also someone who has an autistic special interest in AI and technology in general. Again, something I am allowed to do and isn't wrong in any way. You guys just want to police what I'm allowed to like and not like and police how I'm supposed to feel, and it's fucked up. This is understandable to me. Everyone knows that being autistic makes you more likely to be interested in science and technology, and everyone online knows that being autistic makes you more likely to be trans. There are trans autistic people I know in my personal life who like Elon enough for the tech stuff that they're willing to give him a pass on the trans stuff. It may be difficult to believe if you're in a really politicized trans community online, but that is absolutely a type of person that exists. So, let's leave Victoria Yerberg be. We were all so excited to have a rabbit hole to go down that we didn't stop and consider that this could be a real person we might be exposing to the scorching, unforgiving light of the internet. Yerberg is not Elon or Adrian or Siobhan or anyone other than Victoria Yerberg. On the brighter side, he's just gotten a lot more exposure for his writing, and the teaser chapter he's shared for his next book on his main account looks not bad. I wish the best for the person sometimes known online as Victoria Yerberg. But before Yerberg got sick of his sudden online fame, he retweeted lots and lots of posts about how he might be Elon, and some of them named other accounts. Not just Yerberg, not just Dittman, but others. Is it possible that the internet got so obsessed with Dittman and Yerberg that they distracted us from the real Elon alt? Could any of these people be Elon? Let's go through these one by one. Autism Capital, 99% not Elon. Autism Capital is a Twitter account that describes itself as, quote, citizen journalism with a humorous flair, following fintech, crypto, AI, longevity, politics, and wherever big grift energy goes. It mostly does not follow those things. It's just a generic MAGA news account that reports on US politics from a right-wing angle, zaps occasional lame one-liners at Democrats, and sometimes talks about developments in the tech world. Whoever's behind it definitely doesn't have the same distinctive posting style that Elon does, and unlike Dittman's account, most things posted by Autism Capital don't have anything directly to do with Elon Musk. It is interesting that a lot of these tech right types glorify autism, though, right? No matter who's Elon and who isn't, basically everyone involved in this episode, myself included, is autistic and proud of it. And honestly, most people who get a Tor's Cabinet episode about them are autistic for obvious reasons, but it is funny that Elon and all of his stans, it seems, credit all their best traits to autism. Another account that you see sometimes touted as an Elon sock puppet is Doge Designer, which is definitely an Elon fan account. It pretty much just posts news updates about Elon and AI-generated memes about how X saved free speech. There isn't a smoking gun suggesting it's not Elon, but there definitely isn't a smoking gun suggesting it is Elon. If anything, I think Doge Designer isn't unhinged enough. It might be run by AI, but it isn't run by Elon. But the one that gave me pause is Solar Heavy. Solar Heavy is officially an EDM artist. Solar Heavy is unofficially the court musician of the king of Twitter. As soon as Elon took over, Solar Heavy's ads promoting his mid-electronic music have been inescapable on Twitter. The ferocious ad regime hasn't been that successful. Oh, you've surpassed 200k plays on one of your tracks? That's cute. So have I. And I didn't have to buy any ads to do it. Skill issue. Oh, 30k on YouTube before Christmas? That's nice. How long have you been making music? Almost a decade? I've been on YouTube for 3 months. You're doing great, man. Keep it up. Solar Heavy's music is extremely generic and dull. I'm not into EDM in general, but people who know their shit about EDM have repeated this opinion. People think it's AI generated, but he's been releasing music since at least 2017, when AI definitely wasn't good enough to generate listenable music, and lately, he's been posting the audio tracks for his songs to prove that he actually works on them. But, well, Solar Heavy has been known to collaborate with both Elon and Adrian Dittman. When he tweets about things other than his music, it's typically either praise of Elon or memes and dad jokes. Elon's most famous girlfriend was an electronic music producer. Who's to say this isn't a hobby of the big man? Well, it's fun to speculate about. At this point, I want someone to be exposed as Elon Musk, but the fact is, there probably isn't any there. There's one clear photo of the guy behind Solar Heavy on the internet, plus another, less identifying photo of what looks like the same guy playing piano. He doesn't look anything like Elon Musk, but wait, doesn't he look like Adrian Dittman? No, they're not the same person. Solar Heavy says he's a guy named John Eddy, who grew up in New Jersey and lives in Colorado. He has a website called Solar Heavy Studios, where he sells audio equipment, which seems to be his number one stream of income. Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar, and sometimes an Elon-loving DJ is just an Elon-loving DJ. Maybe one of these accounts really is Elon. Maybe there's a successful account we haven't even considered yet that's actually Elon. Maybe he's Aaron Rupar. Sure, let's go with that. And Luigi Mangione. I mean, Luigi was definitely a fan of Elon Musk. He was. Look at his Twitter feed. And by the logic of this episode, that means he literally is Elon. So, for all of you calling Elon a capitalist robber baron, prepare some apologies. I mean, come on. You seriously believed this guy shot a CEO? Italians would never kill anyone. Italians are docile, peace-loving creatures. In this search, though, I have found one account that I am absolutely sure is Elon Musk, and it was a pretty obscure one. I'm impressed that I found this. After seeing this video, you too will be convinced that there is no other reasonable explanation than that this account is operated by the one and only Elon Musk.
Hi, everyone. I'm Elon Musk. Tesla. Cybertruck. Very cool. Very cool. I love you. I love you, Cybertruck. Beautiful. Wow! Wow! Okay.
我爱你，伊隆马。 你可以开我的特斯拉，哥哥。
Oh,